Hello. Welcome to another place. You should be standing outside Leopold Park, holding a printed map of the route we are about to take. Please make sure that you're listening to this track through both headphones in order to experience the full binaural sound. Check that the left headphone is in your left ear and the right in your right. I'll be telling you where you should be at regular intervals.
My name is Koen De Leeuw. I'm working for Niblange. I'm head of production for the festival. This year we're in the European Quarter. It's the first time we go out of the Pentagon of Brussels, and we have a program with a theme which is borders, which is very pertinent within this region.
Enter the park through the gates and find somewhere to sit on the stairs on your right, below the new House of European History building. My name is Doha Hassan.
We have several projects who talk about the refugee crisis, but we also have other projects who take borders in another way, where we have more joyful projects other than just the ones talking about the refugee crisis.
So it will be fun and it will be consciousness raising.
Both of them will be there.
I am Doha Hassan, but the voice and the words belong to somebody else. The meaning is mine. That is, the original words in Arabic. But they needed to be in English, so I'm not talking, and they've been translated, and something has been lost, and something has been gained.
I, Doha Hassan, am standing on your left.
This is a beautiful place, complicated and overwhelming, full of possibilities and options. I fully understand that, but what really annoys me is that I have to pretend that I'm doing well. I'm living in many places at the same time. I am stranded in these places, in these times. Get up. Follow the path to your right, up away from the park gates, and turn right at the junction. Palestine. She stretches out a small quilt on the table. She carries her child, barely a year old, binds him tightly with the quilt to her chest. Her husband calls out to her urgently, asking her to hurry and leave the house. She covers her head with a light scarf and leaves. On the road, she tells her husband that she has left the kitchen window open. My grandfather grabs her arm, replies,
"We'll be back in 2 days. Nobody will come into the house."
My grandfather left Haifa, accompanied by my grandmother and their child, my eldest uncle, and they walked with the caravans of emigrants, men and women, children and elderly.
You'll see some flags on your right.
Some carried what they could grab before being killed or wiped out, just as others left carrying only their own bodies and those of their families, and a hope of imminent return.